Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Tennell. Today is Sunday, February 8th. Welcome to the show. Tonight is just beauty news with Denise and Janice Tennell, and I'm going to send it over to Denise to start, but just reminding anyone just to share this information, share a call. If you have a question about any of the news that we're sharing tonight, you can call us in at 914-803-4399. Again, you can call us at 914-803-4399.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome into the Beauty Lounge with our Beauty News edition of Beauty Talk. I'm starting off tonight. I just have one repeat from last week, and that's the makeup show Los Angeles, which is taking place on March 28th through 29th. Keynote speaker for that show as of now, Donald Robertson. And the hashtags that they're using for this year's show in L.A. is #TMSLA, #Focus, and #TheMakeupShow. Again, that's TMSLA, #Focus, and #TheMakeupShow. Again, the show is set for Saturday, March 28th, taking place from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and on Sunday the 29th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the California Market Center that's located at 110 East 9th Street in Los Angeles, California. For more information on The Makeup Show LA, you can go to the website, themakeupshow.com. And coming up next, IMATS New York, which takes place April 10th through 12th of this year, and they're going to be held again at Pier 94 in New York. And the sponsors of that show is Makeup Artist Magazine, Royal and Langnickel, Jourdain Cosmetics, and Rubberware. Keynote speakers for IMATS New York, Neil Gordon and Louis Zakarian. And, of course, they're going to continue to have the Battle of the Brushes competition. And on Friday night, of course, there's always a pro event. So Friday, April 10th, is the pro card event from 3 to 7 p.m. On Saturday, the 11th, 9 to 5 p.m., the show takes place. And on Sunday, April 12th, the show takes place from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then I have a few beauty shows that I would like to mention. These are some shows that sometimes they don't really get noticed as much as the popular makeup artist trade shows like IMATS and The Makeup Show or Fame Expo or something like that. But these shows, you know, those people who attend them, of course, they know about them, but overall, these shows don't get as much attention as those other shows do. And the first one up is the America's Beauty Show. The America's Beauty Show is an event dedicated to the salon business, barbering, sculpting, makeup, nail art, latest trends in fashion, and more. And it's America's only beauty and cosmetics industry show that brings the latest in the fashion business. This show takes place at the McCormick Place Convention Center in Chicago, March 21st through the 23rd. Coming up next is IBS New York. IBS New York takes place at the Jacob Javits Convention Center on March 8th through the 10th. IBS New York, the International Beauty Show, America's biggest professional-only beauty show, brings with it an elaborate range of beauty and salon products that includes everything from skincare to nail care to hair care products to those related to personal hygiene. Okay, then I have another show, the Beauty Show Toronto, which takes place April 19th through 20th. in Toronto, Canada, at the Metro Toronto Convention Center. Again, like I said, April 19th through the 20th, the Beauty Show Toronto is held at the Metro Toronto Convention Center, presents an eye-catching range of beauty, hair care, nail care, spa, wellness, anti-aging, corrective treatment, and such other products, with salon professionals, beauty experts, and inquisitive customers congregating at the same fairgrounds. This show stands out as the cauldron of ideas arising out of pertinent questions raised and innovative solutions presented. My next show is the International Beauty Expo, which takes place in Malaysia, May 16th through the 19th. And this takes place, I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly, but this takes place May 16th through 19th at the Kuala Lumpur Convention Center at Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. And for all of these beauty shows, you can go to 10times.com to get more information on them or to buy tickets and things like that. That's 10times.com. That's the number 10, times, TIMES.com.
All right. I just wanted to mention a couple specials that's going on right now. If you're in Los Angeles or you're visiting Los Angeles or you'll be there this week coming up, Valentine's Day is coming up. E-Lashes, Lash Studio, has a special going on, and they say, "We only have eyes for you. During the season of romance, you want your special someone to have eyes for you only. We can help. Our Valentine's special will have you looking spectacular for that special night out with your Valentine." So you can schedule an appointment or you can contact them by going to their website, which is www.elash.com, to find out more information for their Valentine's Day. E-Lash is a luxury lash supply. Okay, and then we have in Atlanta, there's a Valentine's Day deal going on from Beauty Fetish. And they're having the Valentine's Day special as well that has to do with lash extensions. Love is in the air. Full set of lashes now half off until February 14th. Hey, fellas, gift certificates are available and make the perfect Valentine's Day gift. There's a referral credit for $25 off your next service after the client has received their first service. So to schedule an appointment, you can call 404-402-4535. Again, that number, 402-4535. And Beauty Fetish is located at 181 10th Street, Northeast Atlanta, Suite 107.
And coming up also,
I was saying that we have a couple of classes coming up at the Nigel's Beauty Emporium. And the first one is this coming Friday, February 13th, from noon to 5 p.m. Again, that's at Nigel's Beauty Emporium in North Hollywood. So if you're going to be in L.A. or if you are already in L.A., you may want to stop by there. There's a class that says, "Join us and get your skin and makeup looking perfect for Valentine's Day with Peter Thomas, a skin and beauty event for Valentine's Day." And meet with brand experts and get special gifts with purchase. You can RSVP by calling 818-760-3902. Again, that number is 818-760-3902. You can visit www.nigelbeauty.com, and that's NIGELBEAUTY. More information. Again, it's Friday, February 13th from noon to 5 p.m. And then there's a class at Nigel's on February 19th. There's a brow class featuring Senna Cosmetics, and it's the Art of Brows with Nikki Ventura, Senna Cosmetics national educator and artist. And that's being held again on February 19th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Bold brows are the trend. Learn the advanced techniques for classic and fashion brow design. You'll learn shaping and coloring methods to transform even the most challenging brows, from painless tweezer and scissor trimming to color selection. You'll see how the original Senna form of brow stencil kit makes everyone a brow wizard. We can't wait to see you there. It's $65 to RSVP. The fee is redeemable in Senna product. Selections must be made 48 hours in advance. Absolutely no refunds afterwards. Please arrive early, street parking only. Must present your workshop receipt for the workshop and to redeem products. Again, the class is at Nigel Beauty Emporium, which is located at 11252 Magnolia Boulevard. That's in North Hollywood, California, 91601. And again, the website is www.nigelbeauty.com.
30 classes, 25 speakers, 3 days. Crown Plaza Hotel, 55 Hale Avenue, White Plains, New York, 10601, April 18th through the 20th. I'm speaking of none other than the 2015 PYP Freelance Business Development Summit, Transforming Artists into Stylepreneurs. So if you are aware of who Crystal Wright is, then you should be aware of the PYP Summit. For more information or to get tickets for the PYP Summit, you can go to pypsummit.com. And right there on the home page in the top right corner, there's a little button that says Get Your Tickets Now. And you can follow PYP Summit on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, YouTube to get all the latest information and the updates on the summit, but also taking a look really quickly at some of the schedule for the summit. I can give you a little bit of a rundown of what's going to take place. Friday, April 17th, they have a red carpet meet and greet kickoff. On Saturday, April 18th, starts the classes. You have From Freelance Artist to CEO, The Art of the Deal, Part 1, is Negotiating a Win-Win Contract. You have Social Media My Way, Opening the Doors to Your Own Makeup Studio, Reinvent, Retool, and Revamp Your Portfolio. It's just that simple. Break the cycle of self-doubt. Jumpstart your career and get work. Marketing Yourself. Breaking into Catalog. Industry Experts Panel and Discussion. Cutting Through the Crap. How to Man Up and Win the Beauty and Fashion Biz. Finding Your Niche. Sunday, April 19th, you have How to Use Production Hub to Find Work and Get Business. So you think you want to be a fashion stylist? Taking Center Stage as a Spokesperson, Brand Ambassador. Then you also have an exhibitor floor on exhibitor expo floor on that Sunday. But also you have Part 2, The Art of the Deal, Part 2, negotiating a win-win contract in film and TV. Living Life at 100%. I Think I Need an Agent. Making Money and Taxes Less Scary for Artists. Tantrums and Tiaras. Talking Beauty on the Tube. Opening the Doors to Your Own Makeup Studio, Part 2, Essential Art Direction and Photo Editing Skills, Mastering the Business Side of Bridal, and then Portfolio Review. And then on Monday, there are going to be a couple of classes, but it's to be determined what those classes are first thing in the morning. Living in the I Can instead of the I Can't. Then there's another exhibitor expo on Monday. Breaking Bad in the Bridal Business. Putting Yourself Out There, I Have an Agency, Demystifying the Union, Transition Triumph, 10 Steps to a Successful Transition from Full-Time to Freelance, Building Your Online Bio, 5 Powerful Actions for Building a Consumer Clientele, Becoming a Social Media Magician, Getting Started, The Art of Following Up and Following Through, The Ins and Outs of Department Heading a Film or Television Show. That speaker is unknown at the moment. Photo panel and discussion. And that's it. So it looks like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Yeah, so 4 days of a lot of education. Well, Friday will be the meet and greet kickoff, but Saturday through Monday are 3 full days, like starting at 9 a.m., ending at like 6:30 p.m. So if you are interested in some of these classes, please go out and register for the PYP Freelance Business Development Summit. It sounds like it's going to be worth every penny, but I think you don't have to do all days. I think you can pick certain days and certain courses from each day. So it's not like you have to be there for all days. But you can go, to pypsummit.com. And to check out some of the looks, the hair and makeup looks and the fashion from tonight's Grammy Awards, you can go to estylecollective.com. Again, that's estylecollective.com. And please be sure to follow Beauty Talk on our social networks. You can follow us on Twitter at beauty_talk, on Instagram at beauty_talk_media. On Facebook, we're Beauty Talk Online Radio. And you can follow us if you're on BBM. Our PIN number is C as in Charlie, 002, E as in Edward, B as in Boy, 072. Again, that's C, 002, EB072.
All right. And then I just had one last thing. This year's International Salon and Spa Expo Long Beach, January, and I just kind of wanted to go over a few of the highlights from this year's show. Again, it's the International Salon and Spa Expo, better known as ISSE. It's produced by the Professional Beauty Association, and it continues to be the West Coast's largest and most influential beauty event. This year, they welcomed over 43,500 beauty professionals from around the world. And, you know, PBA has kind of set out to evolve ISSE Long Beach as a show that's beyond the traditional hair show and become the industry's most complete beauty event for professional hair, nails, cosmetics, aesthetics, wellness, massage, and advanced education. I wanted to read off some of the new things that took place this year, and one of those things were at ISSE Long Beach, there was a new blogger cafe. That was new for 2015. ISSE was proud to launch the first ever blogger cafe. This new program united exhibitors with top online beauty influencers in a designated area on the show floor. The exhibitors could schedule one-on-one meetings with the participating influencers to discuss their latest and greatest brands. These beauty influencers also voted to determine the winners of the ISSE Best Up Awards, which I will read some of those winners now. So all exhibiting brands were eligible and judged by the beauty influencers who participated in the blogger cafe. After touring the showroom floor and selecting their favorite products, these influencers voted on the top five nominated products in each category. And here are some of the winners. So some of the winning brands included, for hair, best new product was Glam Palm Simple Touch Flat Iron. Best established product was Color Wow Root Cover Up. And for skin, best new product was Glycine Rejuvenation Cream. And best established product, Daily Concepts Conjac Sponges. For nails, best new product is was the caption by Young Nails. That's a new nail polish. New nail polish by Young Nails. And then best established product was Lu Yu Nail Stamping Kit. And then best of show was Daily Concepts Conjac Sponges. So they won two awards, the Daily Concepts Conjac Sponges Awards. And that's just a partial list of some of the winners. Let's see. But they also, for the first time here in 2015 at PBA, they had their first annual Southern California Beauty Career Fair. So PBA was proud to host the first annual Southern California Fair at ISSE Long Beach 2015. Show attendees and beauty professionals could speak one-on-one with representatives of beauty companies and salon spas about available job options. On Monday, January 26th, that was the deal right there. The fair was also open to the public, and it was free to attend. So some of the participating companies included Dry Bar, 188 Fine Men Salon, JCP Salon, and Polished Perfect. That was very, I thought that was very good, something good to have during the time we have the expo and attach a career fair to it. I think that's an awesome idea.
Right.
Also, they had, for the first time, was the Nail Spot. And that was designed for nail professionals. The Nail Spot featured creative and technical education, Nail Pro Nail Competition, Nail Artistry, and more. Nail professionals looking to enhance their knowledge, creativity, and skills found it all at the Nail Spot. And, of course, I just mentioned the Nail Pro Nail Competition, which I just wanted to highlight a couple of things. But I also wanted to highlight PBA Beauty Bar, which is something that they started last year in 2014. And the PBA Beauty Bar provided attendees with opportunities to hand-pick five deluxe product samples from select beauty brands in exchange for a donation to the PBA Cut It Out program. This initiative raised approximately $4,000 for Cut It Out, a program dedicated to fight the epidemic of domestic abuse in communities across the U.S. by building awareness and training salon professionals to recognize warning signs and safely refer clients, colleagues, friends, and family to local resources. The PBA Beauty Bar is just one of PBA's charitable programs that gives back to the profession. I wanted to read that because PBA does a lot, and a lot of times, a lot of people in the beauty industry, especially with makeup, they don't realize that PBA is an organization that we can join as makeup artists as well. A lot of times people just think of PBA as something for hairstylists as well, and so a lot of us just consider really joining and becoming a member of PBA. And their website is probeauty.org. So it's probeauty.org, and it's only $6 to become a member. So you may want to check that out. And again, my sister read out some of our social media sites, so please follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, as well as BBM if you're on BBM. And BBM, you can download that on your iPhone, your Android, and your BlackBerry phone, of course. And again, stay tuned for Beauty Talk. Say that again.
And your Windows phone.
Oh, that's right, and Windows phone, sorry. And for those who have Windows phone, you can download it as well. BBM can be downloaded on any platform. Let me just put it that way. So, again, stay tuned for next week's show. We time 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on Blog Talk Radio. So check out our Facebook pages for Beauty Talk Online Facebook page where we normally announce all of our guests. So thank you for tuning in. Have a wonderful night and have a beautiful and blessed week. Good night, everybody.
Good night.